Okay, today we've got a new topic. We're up to Pasuk Perek Beis. We are up to Perek Beis Pasuk Vav. Perek Beis Pasuk Vav Ki Choy Omar Hashem Tzevakos Oid Achas Me'ot Hi. Ki Oid Achas, one more small matter. Va'ani Marish Es HaShemayim V'Yasaretz, I will cause to tremble. Marish means to quake. I will cause a churban. There's no mitzudos tzion for the exact translation. Marish means to cause a roar. V'es hayom v'es hecharava, the sea and the dry land. V'hir ashti es kol hagoyim, I will, hir ashti means I will arouse them. Okay, hir ashti, I'm going to arouse. A rash. A rash means a commotion.
Shake up.
To shake up. Okay, good word. I'm going to shake up all the nations. Depending on these little background noise here. The hirash, I'm going to shake up es kol hagoyim uvohum. They're going to come chemdas uvohu chemdas kol hagoyim. Chemdas means the best. Shabbos is called chemdas hayamim oisoy karosa. Zeichel maseh v'neishas. Chemdas is a very powerful word. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Chemda Toivo Urechava. The word Chemda is a very powerful word. Uvo kol Chemdas kol Agoyim, the best of the nations will come. Umileisias Abayis Azeh Kavoid, I will fill up the bayis with honor. Omar Hashem Tzevakos. It's okay, two beautiful psukim describing what's going to be at the end of days. Let's now see the Mitzudois David. The Mitzudois David Pasuk Vav says, Ki Choy Kichoy Asher Koy Amar Hashem Oyd Achas Ritzon Leimar Milvar Habayis Hanecherav Oyd Tibonev V'Stikonein Bayis Echad V'Zehu Bayis Hasheni. Oyd means in addition to the churban. Just because the Bayis Rishon was destroyed does not mean that that's the end. There's going to be a replacement, and the replacement is going to be the Bayis Sheni Me'ati. Aval me'at min hazman tiskayim. Okay, it's not going to last. It's according to this interpretation that the bayis oid achas here means the bayis sheni. There are many interpretations as to what this pasuk means. This is a very vague, abstract pasuk, like many pasuk menach. Achas in the Mitzudos David's understanding means there's going to be another bayis. There's going to be the bayis sheni oid achas, but me'at. It's going to be short-lived. Now, the truth is, we know the Bayis Sheni was longer. Was Godol Yekovod Habayis Ha'acharon Min Harishon. The Bayis Sheni lasted for 420 years, whereas the Bayis Rishon only lasted for 410 years. So it was 10 years longer than the Bayis Rishon. And Chazal tells us that Hordis, at the end of the Bayis, the end of the Tkuf, for the last 100 years, the structure was magnificent. It was even more magnificent than the structure, seemingly, of Shlomo HaMelech. It was. I don't know if that's accurate, but it was more Godol Yiyeh Kovod Habayis HaAcharon Min HaRishon. There were elements of Kovod in the Bayis Acharon that did not appear in the Rishon. So, but yet the pasuk here, the Mitzudas David, he understands Ma'at He. Aval me'at min hazman tiskayim, which is a difficult thing to understand because we know that as far as zman is concerned, it lasted even longer. It lasted for 420 years. Let's see. Vani marish.
Hordus replaced it.
What?
Hordus replaced.
Hordus replaced it. So you want to say a chiddush? You want to say
the one that they built?
Interesting.
Was destroyed.
Okay, that's
Hordus built another one.
Okay, you're saying a very interesting shot that the Hordus built, his built meaning was approximately 100 years. His the last 100 years. So he's saying is that Hordus recalling already a different bias. The structure that's over here is going to be ma'at zman from the bias rishon. The bias rishon was 410 years. This structure is not going to last 410 years because it's going to be replaced by the binyan of Hordus. Hordus did renovations at the end of the time of the bias sheni, and his going to be considered a separate bias. That's a very interesting idea to say that we look at the bias sheni as really two separate bottom. You're saying a chiddush gadol, which opens up a whole many ideas. There are many there are many opportunities present itself now with that idea to look at the Chazal in the different perspective, that the Bayis Sheni is really two separate batim. Everything until Chordis, and from Chordis to the very end. There were two very different eras. There was an era of Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Ezra, Nehemiah, and their achievements came to an end at a certain point of time, and then there was another tkufa.
The Bayit Shel Hordus was maybe nicer, but the Kavod was not as good as the second.
But the Gemara, Gadol,
the Kavod here.
Right, but the Gemara says Gadol
kind
okay.
of a split.
Okay, so you're saying a very interesting idea. That's something we have to keep in mind. I hear what you're saying, I like it. Aval ma'at min azman tiskayim v'ani ma'arish return lema avi achorben al abayis ki lukach v'yashmai mimisiloisam yilach mubohem. The end's going to be, there's going to be a war, there's going to be a mulchama. I'm bringing a chorben al abayis ki ilu kach v'yashmai mimisiloisam yilach mubohem, as if the stars in heaven will wage war against the bayis. Malchei haaretz yisasfu lovoy aleihem, and the kings of the world are going to rise up against the bayis. In other words, there's going to be a churban. Rome will eventually come along and destroy the bayis sheni. I'm now turning to the next page. V'yes hayom v'yes hacharava, return aloy maharbe gedudim yavo aleihem kiderech yom v'derech ha'ivash v'heim yacharivua, they will destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Pasik Zayin v'hir ashti aval achar zev izman ha'geula arish eskol ha'goyim lavoy al Yerushalayim la'milchama v'yalchel goy giyoymar. Eventually, there will be the Milchem Meskoig Magoig, Uvo Chemdas, Yavu Imorem Chemdas Oshram. Okay, when the Goyim will come, in the Milchem Meskoig Magoig, this is an incredible insight, because I don't think you ever had this. We had already 100 times, we discussed Milchem Meskoig Magoig, and we've learned that they will come with their armies, they will be mercenaries. We never had this expression, that when the Milchem Meskoig Magoig will be fought with Chemdas Oshram, Chemdas Kol HaGoyim. When I read this pasuk at first, I thought we were referring to the best. In other words, the best, the elite, what is considered to be the choice nations of the world. They will come to rise. They're not going to send low lives. Are going to come to fight against Yerushalayim. Okay? They're going to send people who are respected, who are considered to be Chemda. Chemdas Yamim Oisei Karasa. That's what I thought originally, but that's not what it says here. It's saying over here, Chemdas, according to the Mitzudos, means the Goyim that will come with the best weapons that this world has to offer. Okay, Chemdas Ashram, the best tanks, the best airplanes, the best laser guided missiles, the best satellites, the best reconnaissance, technology. The best of the best. That's called the Chemdas of Ashram. Let's go further. Ashram via view covered to Oisher El Beis Hashem. One more time. I'm reading the Mitzudos. The word Pasuk Zayin. Uvo Chemdas Yaviu Imochem Chemdas Ashram Umileisi Oz Amalei Es Abayis Hazeh Kavoid. Then the Bayis Shlishi will be full of kavod. Ki agoyim haboyim yovdu shama, they'll be destroyed. The Yisrael yishlulu chemdas oshram, and the Jewish people will despoil their wealth. The aviu kavod ha'oisher el beis Hashem asher tamoid ba'oisim makam atzmei shezaimid ulechein kiroi habayis hazeh. That's what we're calling the Bayis Hazeh, in this location. Alright, so basic gist of the Mitzvah David is, we read the Pesukim again over here, is, Yichoyim HaShem Tzvokas. Let's read the Pesukim again according to the Mitzvah David. Pesuk Vav, Pesuk Zayin. Yichoyim HaShem Tzvokas, Oid Achas Me'ot. There will be another Bayis. And that Bayis is going to be the Bayis Sheni. That's going to be built right now. Me'oti. It's not going to last forever. It's going to last for a short amount of time. Vani, why? Why will it last for a short amount of time? Because the Goyim are going to come and destroy it. Vani, I, Marish, I will stir up. I will stir up Es HaShamayim, the Es HaAretz, and these are metaphors for the nations of the world, the Es HaYam, the Es HaRava. All the nations of the world from all corners of the earth will be stirred up to come to destroy it. V'hirashti, and they will destroy it. Period. That's how the Mitzudas Tava learns that the idea ends right here. The Bais Sheni will be destroyed. But ultimately, the Goyim who have destroyed the Bais Sheni, they will be destroyed. When will they be destroyed? At the time of Mochemes Goig Umogoig. And Pasuk Zayin is a description of that event. V'hirashti es kol ha-goyim. I will then awaken all the nations. Uvoru chemdas kol ha-goyim. And they will come, he learns, with their wealth. And they will wage war against Yerushalayim, the Achris Hayamim. And they will lose. And when they lose, all of their wealth will be abandoned. Will become sport, will be the shalal, the shlal of the Muhammad, and Klal Yisrael will take that wealth, they will bring it and dedicate it, donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, and they will build the Bayis Shlishi, Umilaisiyas HaBayis HaZeh, and this Bayis HaZeh, over here the Mitzvah Stavit explains why we're calling it now Bayis HaZeh, it's just the location, it's not the same Bayis, because the Bayis Sheni will be destroyed. It means this bias in this location will then be filled up with it, with kavod. What kavod? He learns very simply, the kavod, the money, the wealth. Omar Hashem Tzivokais. Now let's look at Rashi. Rashi, is there Rashi here? Yes, there. Rashi Pasik Vav. Rashi Pasik Vav says, Oid achas ma'ati, mishetich l'malchus poras, zo hamoish l'malechem. When the malchus of poras comes to an end, who rules upon you. And notice Rashi emphasizes that the Bayis Sheni, the Klal Yisrael, did not have autonomy. They were not their own people. They did not mint their own coins. They were under the Shlita of the Persians. When the Persians will cease to exist, Oid achas tokum limshol aleichem lehotzer lochem vizoy Malchus Yovan. Rashi here is obviously learning a very different approach than what we learned in the Mitzudais. Okay, the Mitzudais, who draws from all of his predecessors, did not take from Rashi. Rashi.
Yeah, but let me suggest possible reason. Because he's talking about a short time.
Exactly.
When we just learned it's hard to understand what a short time means.
Exactly.
But,
right.
If you look at it as Persia, which only lasted 52 years, according to the Medrash, and we're already in, quite a bit into that already, so therefore that's a relatively short time.
Exactly, that's what we were struggling with Kalman. What does it mean, Ma'at? What do you mean, Ma'at? What do you mean, Ma'at? The Bayis Sheni lasted for 410 years. Not, it was longer, so why is it called Ma'at? That's the difficulty here. So Rav Kalman said a very big chiddush. He said is that we're not counting the bias of Hordas. Hordas, for some reason, is being left out. But the problem with that is that because the pasuk then skips over that error entirely. It talks about the Churban. I don't know. It's not so clear, right? Whatever it is, let's just leave it with the idea. The Mitzudas David says a chiddush. Is that Ma'at means Ma'at Zman. How could he say that? The Mitzudas David lived recently. How could he say, everyone lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So doesn't the Mitzudas David know that the Bayis Sheni lasted longer, 420 years, not 410 years? So why does he say the word Ma'at?
He doesn't compare it to the first one. He said, there will be another one. But believe me, it's also be Ma'at.
Look at those words.
450,
that's the matter. That it's going to be destroyed. I'm saying it doesn't say, Zman. Okay.
It's nothing.
Okay, he's not comparing, right? I made a mistake, right? He's not coming to compare the length of the Bayis Sheni to the Bayis. All he's saying over here is, Ma'ati, Aval Ma'at Min Hazman Tiskayim. He's not actually comparing it to the Bayis Rishi. Just saying that it's not going to last forever. It's going to last for an era. How long will that be? 420 years. and then it will cease to exist. It's not comparing it. By Hashem. Elef shanim b'einecha.
Right.
A short period of time. Exactly. Absolutely. Okay, so therefore, but now along comes Rashi, and Rashi says an awesome chiddush that the word ma'at means there's going to be oid ma'at shetichle malchus paras zuha moshim alechem oid achas tokum lumshul alechem lohatzer lochem v'zo malchus yavan u'ma'at yehei zman mim shalta. Yavan will not last forever. Yavan's stay on the world stage is going to be ma'at. It's only going to be for a short period of time.
180 years,
exactly. Thank you, exactly. 180 years. The Hinani Marish, I will stir up. What did you say the translation in the Judaica is? What's the translation name for the word
shake
Marish?
Up.
I will shake up. Es HaShamayim. Via vinu shesh chinasi shoreh b'bayiseh. And they will understand that my divine presence is resting in this bias. V'yaviu teshua zov v'chesef. And they will bring gifts of gold and silver. Kasher koso b'sefer Yosef ben Gurion. Okay, Josephus. Now, Yosef ben Gurion is Josephus, if I'm not mistaken. And it's a pella that Rashi here, it's a wonder that Rashi quotes him. Rashi would quote this, something over here very suspicious about this Rashi. It's not the derech of Rashi to quote Yosef ben Gurion in his commentary. So obviously there's something over here that seems a little bit uneasy about this Rashi. The Rashi would quote them, and what does it say over here? It says, also, what does this mean over here exactly? What does Rashi over here mean? What does it mean? It's a Shemayim, the Avinu, they're going to, who's going to understand? This is Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Vav says, one more time, Gichoy Ma'ashem Tzvakos, Oid Achas Ma'ati, there's going to be one more Golos. The Golos of Yavan. And then after the Golos of Yavan, Vani Marish, I'm going to shake up Es HaShemayim V'Es HaAretz, V'Es Yom V'Es HaRava. Now it seems that according to Rashi, we are continuing. We're not coming to an end. According to the Mitzvah Stavon, we put a hard break after this pasuk, and the next pasuk, Pasuk Zayin, was describing an entirely different era. According to the Mitzvah Stavon, according to Rashi, it appears as a direct continuation. They're going to bring. Now he's saying, who's doing this? Yosef ben Gurion is describing the time of. I'm not familiar with the history, but he's saying that there was an appreciation. Who had an appreciation? Chordis? Who had an appreciation for that the Shechina is resting? Not the Yavan. Yavan was destroyed. Yavan was obliterated. And then after Yavan came who the Chashmonoim. The Chashmonoim were the Kohanim. And then they had autonomy for a very short period of time. And then who arrived on the scene? The Romans. The Romans, little by little, had influence. They controlled society. When there was civil war amongst the Jews themselves invited the Romans to settle our problems, our machloikis. And that was the beginning of the end. I don't know what he means over here. He's referring over here to an era that v'yavinu sheshchinas yishar b'bayisem, v'yavinu teshua zav v'chesef, and they're going to bring gifts. The word teshu means a gift of gold and silver, kasher kosu, like it says, v'sef yosef ben gurion. Okay, we have to go figure out what this means. I don't know exactly what Rashi here means. Let's leave it for that. Now let's take a look at the Radak. Okay, I'm going to read the Radak. I don't know if this is working. If I can put it on the screen, it really would be good if everyone had their own safer. Okay, I can't. There's something is not working about this machine. I can't. I actually cannot even put it on the screen because there's something here. I don't know why it doesn't work. This thing doesn't work altogether today. I really don't know what's going on here with this. Okay, I rebooted. I actually can't even put on this because I'm going to read the Radak. I hope all of you have a Radak. If you have a Nach, if you have a Mikrois Gedolos, you should have a Radak. They usually all have a Radak. Let me read the words of the Radak, starting with Pasuk Vav. Kichoy Amar Hashem Tzivakois Oid Achas Ma'athi Va'ani Marish Derech Moshel Meroiv Hakovid VeHatoyva SheYaaseh Hakel LiYisrael Bizman Bayisheni. The abundance of good that Hashem will bring upon the Jewish people, the Bayis Sheni. So he's learning over here. Let's go further. Yesh Oimrim Shezeh Hoya Bimei Chashmo Noim. This is referring to the time after the Chashmo Noim, the Chanukah miracle. The Yesh Oimrim Alzman Hordis. After the Chanukah miracle, when Hordis first committed genocide. He wiped out all the Talmidei Chachamim. And then he had Charata, and he asked Baba ben Buta what he should do Teshuvah. And Baba ben Buta told him, you should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Omar Zem, v'zeh ho yukimo shekosta b'sef, here he is, Yosef ben Gurion. Okay, so that's during time, that's what he refers to. Yosef ben Gurion, how could I forget? He lived during the era, the very end. He lived during the Churban Bayis Sheni, towards the end, which was the Bayis of Hordis. So he writes about Hordis. So what he's saying over here is, according to the parish of the Radak is learning, similar to Rashi, that Pasuk Vav is a prophecy regarding Hordis, the era of Hordis, which is detailed and spelled out in very great detail in Mesechta Bava Basra. The beginning of Bava Basra, Daf Ches, talks about the entire era of Hordis, when he killed out all of the Talmidei Chachamim, Shim ben Shetach, and there he was given advice, Bab and Buta, he should go and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We read the pasuk again one more time according to the Radak. Yikoyam Hashem Tzivakos, Oid Achas Me'athi. There's going to be another, he doesn't make mention here about Yavan. He just makes mention, there's going to be another short time of glory. It would appear that according to the Radak, when it says there's going to be Oid Achas Me'at, read the words again, Derech Moshel, Meroiv HaKovoid VeHatoiva, the abundance of honor and blessing, Sheyaseh Hakel LiYisrael Bizman Bayisheni. Hashem will grant another short era of glory. And what's the glory? The glory will be when the Goyim will appreciate the Beis HaMikdash during the time of the Bayis Sheni, and will send them gifts, lavish gifts called Chemdas Kol HaGoyim. Umileisiyas HaBayis HaZeh Kavod Omar Hashem Tzivokas. So if we just take a pause at this moment and we recap, there are three basic approaches to understand what this pasuk is referring to. What is the Kavod? Either it's the honor, the wealth, the gifts that will be received by the Chashmonoyim from the Goyim. In other words, after the Chanukah miracle, when the Yevanim were defeated and the Mesiavnim were defeated, the world came to appreciate the value, the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina is resting in the Beis HaMikdash. And the world, this is something which I don't know if we have on record, I'm not all familiar with such a thing. I never heard such a thing. After the Chanukah miracle was over, during the time of the Chashmonoyim, the world saw, appreciated that the Shechina was resting in the Beis HaMikdash, and they sent lavish gifts to the Jewish people, which was collected and used in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, I never heard such a thing, that after the Chanukah miracle, such a thing happened. You know, it wouldn't be surprising if it was true, because Chanukah is all about Hidur mitzvah. Okay? Mahadrin, v'hamahadrin, min hamahadrin. Mahadrin ner ishu beisoy. Mahadrin mina mahadrin is moisif ahoylach. And hidur doesn't just extend into the way we do the mitzvah. The term hidur also carries a connotation to beautify the mitzvah. It's not for nothing that people spend an enormous amount of money to purchase a beautiful chanukiah, a beautiful Chanukah menorah. If the entire festival of Chanukah is about mahadrin, mina mahadrin, and hidur also refers to beauty, it wouldn't be a surprise that after the miracle of Chanukah, the giborim biyad chaloshim, v'rabim biyad ma'atim, utzmim biyad tahorim, ushum biyad tzadikim, there was an appreciation for Klal Yisrael. And at that time, the world sent lavish gifts, what the Pasuk here calls the chemdas ha'amim, the wealth of the nations. And Rabbi Chol Sheikh
said, hard to understand.
Because Rabbi Chol is a Baki in history, in Jewish history.
No, I'm not, but...
There's no record of such a thing.
I mean, they were left alone because they were independent. They had made a big upset defeating the Greeks, but that doesn't mean... I mean, the sort of thing this describes, the bringing of tribute and all that, that sounds more like in Messianic times.
Exactly. That's what the Mitzudas...
Yovilu Shaila Moro, that kind of thing.
That's exactly what...
Let me, after the Hanukkah miracle, it was still about 40 years worth of war, by the way, till they expanded the borders. The last of the Hashmonaim was Shimon. In the days of Shimon, the borders of Eretz Yisrael were larger than they had been since the first Beis Hamikdash before the Golus Aseres HaShvatim. The borders got so large that they really were, relatively speaking, autonomous. Not really, obviously.
No, they were. They really were.
In a sense, they had the most autonomy that they ever
had. Right, during the Bayis Sheni.
After Shimon died, things began to fall apart once again because it split among the corrupt factions.
No, they had real autonomy at that time.
That's what it was like. So it could be.
Okay, so let's read, I'm just reading here what it says. Over here, we take everything put together, we have a pasuk here that tells us some very fascinating words. It says over here, there are two issues, there are two major issues you have to deal with. Number one, the issue is, od achas me'at. What does that mean? Number two, it then goes on to say, Hashem is going to shake up the world, and they're going to deliver to Eretz Yisrael the chemdas kol hagoyim. So what is the od achas ma'at mean? And what does it mean? What does it mean, the chemdas kol am? So, sacha kol, there are three different approaches. The Mitzudois David says, or Michal says, which is something very common, the obvious assumption, messianic times. This is a reference to Yemois HaMashiach. A reference to Achris Hayamim. Then we have, let's learn what the Radak says in his second interpretation, which we do have on record, Hordas, the very end of the Bayis Sheni, when the Romans were in control, Hordas, Hordas was from the Chashmonaim. I take that back. Hordas was a slave who usurped the throne of the Malchus of Klal Yisrael and was afraid of the Romans. He had to ask permission from the Romans. Can he rebuild the Beis Hamikdash?
He was placed there by the Romans, installed by the Romans.
He was installed by the Romans, so he was subject to their and the advice was, go send, ask for permission. It'll take a year until you'll get an answer, and in the meantime, do it. In the meantime, have it already done. Try to outsmart them. Good morning. How are you, Mr. Elmer?
Good morning.
Try to outsmart them. Go and do and outsmart them. So he was the melech, the king of the Jewish people, who was really a slave. He usurped the throne of the Chashmonaim, who was illegitimate, but he did teshuvah, and he, through the advice of Bav ben Buta, he went and he rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash without asking permission from the Roman government. At least he built it before he got the permission, and the permission never came. The permission came back negative, don't you dare. And that was the beginning of the end. But at this point in time, according to the second parish of the Radak, this is what the Pasuk refers to. It refers to Godol Kovod HaBayis HaAcherad Min HaRishayin, the last 100 years of the Bayis Sheni, the Bayis that was built by Hordis. And a lot of what we have today, by the way, in the Temple Mount is from Hordis. We go to the Temple Mount, a lot of things don't add up what it says in the Mishnah. You study the Mishnais in the Gemara, and you expect that the Har Bayis should be a square of 500 amos by 500 amos. And you look at the Har Bayis today, and it's approximately 1,000 amos by 500 amos. It's not a square, it's a rectangle. But if the Mishnah says it's supposed to be a square, how did we go from a square to a rectangle, maybe even bigger than a rectangle? And the answer is Hordis. The Mishnais and the Gemara are describing the beginning, are describing the Mishnais, the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, the beginning of the Bayis Rishon as well. But the original Har HaBayis, Hordis expanded, page 695. Hordis, he doubled the size of the Har HaBayis. And there's a very big question, did he actually give the other half of the Har HaBayis sanctity? Was it sanctified with the Kedusha of the Har HaBayis? So when you go, people go today to Temple Mount, who go up Temple Mount, the portion that's, let's say, on the left side. The left side is the addition. That is the part that has been expanded by Hordis in Temple Mount. Does that left side have sanctity of the Har HaBayis? That's a dilemma. Maybe they just expanded it, but the Kedusha remained, okay, the Kedusha remained only by the original 500 Amos, not by the addition. Okay, so again, Sachakol, what do we have over here? Three different approaches to explain this pasuk so far. Mitsudois, the Messianic era. Rashi used to be Ben-Gurion, Rashi, and the second part of the Radak, Hordis, the era of Hordis. The Radak's first interpretation, something that I've never heard about, I've never seen, but doesn't mean anything, and it makes a lot of sense because history is very fuzzy. That time of the world, there's a very limited knowledge of world history. Accurate history is the time of the defeat of the Yevanim. When the Yevanim fell, when the Misyavnim fell, and the world recognized the miracle, the Giboidim biat Kaloshim, the Rabim biat Ma'atim, the Twin biat Harim, the biat Sadikim, the Zidim biat Eskei Sarasecha, there was an appreciation for Klal Yisrael, and the world sent lavish gifts at that time of the Chashmonoim. Try to match that up historically, I think you'll have a hard time. But we have over here three clear different...
But we haven't finished the Radak yet, right?
Right, we're not found out. I didn't see the Malvim. And we didn't see some other things.
No, but...
Let's go further.
Did I miss something? Because it says here that Josephus said there was an earthquake.
Let's see, I didn't get that far. Let's see. Uperish oirachas. Oy de toiva achas and the esilachem of now. He's coming back to explain what it means achas. Uperush oid achas. Oy de toiva achas ani esilachem ulvad zeshani esilachemata. I'm going to do for you another kindness in addition to what I'm doing for you right now. Me'ati. And but me'at v'nakalu, it's very small, it's very minor. Be'enai la seisa. It's a small thing. In my eyes, so he's saying over the word ma'at, it means in my, Hashem is saying that in my eyes, it's insignificant. V'toiva mizois tiyeh. And there are better things than this. Ki ata now, yesh lochem tsoiririm bibinyan abayis. Right now, you have enemies. You have people that are trying to prevent you from succeeding. Avo be'oisa hazman, at that time, yichabdu kol ha-goyim ha-bayis hazeh b'minochis v'chesev v'zehav sheyaviyu sham. They're going to send gifts. Gam kosev sev yes ben-Gurion ki rash gadol choy b'mei hordis. There was a rash gadol There was, now Rash Gadol means what, an earthquake in this? Or it means there was
a... You had, historically speaking, within a few years after Churban, the Roman government was in turmoil completely. That's why they let the Jews stay till Bar Kokhba, because Mount Vesuvius erupted. That was one thing that he was blamed for, and that it happened in his time, and so many thousands of people died. Plus, there was a plague in the land, which 25% of the population died. And plus, they were at war constantly. They had no time for the Jews in the first place until things got cleared up. So that's what they're talking about here.
Okay.
And the Abarbanel makes a point to say none of this has to do with that time, that it all is talking about. Nothing has to do with the Bayesheni here. It's the Bayeshlishi. He said, because from the time that the Nolad Mashiachim, in other words, from the time of Yashka, from the day that Yashka was born, there was no more peace in the world after that ever. So it can't be talking about anything to do with Bayesheni. It's all about the future.
Okay, wow, wow. But over here he writes, Rash Gadol, to his, the prophecy, so when it says V'hirashti, it's called V'hirashti, he's just talking in general, there's going to be an earthquake. There's going to be an earthquake during this era. Okay, that's what he's saying. That's
and
what,
it was.
There was, okay. He's thinking about prophecy.
Even the Roman government was beginning to believe, there were a lot of, historically speaking, a lot of Romans who thought that this was, you know, a cause and effect
of them
destroying the temple. It was a major thought process, which they blamed the Emperor of Rome for.
Wow.
That's historically speaking.
So Rashi omer, it's a ra'a, you'll have a bad time.
Yavon's going to come upon you.
A
toiva, very good, right, very good. So what is the ma'ati? Is the ma'at something evil or something, is it a blessing? Is it a blessing? Right. Okay, let's just finish up then.
Can I just mention to Shmuel that I just looked it up and it says that the big eruption of Vesuvius was in 79.
Right, I said 10 years after Churban.
Okay.
That's what I said. 10 years after Churban, and they blame for all of the calamities that were going on. There was major plague in the world, also.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay, so let's see over here. Let's see over here what it says over here. Finish up the Radak. The Radak over here continues, and he says, this an exaggeration. When there's an earthquake, the heavens do not quake. Only the earthquakes, not the earth, not the heavens. So this is an exaggeration.
But if you looked at it as a metaphor for war,
okay, that's the simple
understanding. He did not know of aerial warfare.
So if Rashi says, okay, from the satellites. Laser guided missiles from outer space, Star Wars. Virashti etin blibam sheyecher
du. You're forgetting one thing, though. When Vesuvius erupts, the explosion goes thousands of feet in the air.
It
looks like it's raining down from the sky.
That's right.
Rocks,
it's very dangerous. That's right. It's very extremely dangerous. Once years ago, saw a documentary that when there was a certain area where airplanes, either they went down or the very mysterious things happened to airplanes in a certain area, and they were mystified why, and they figured out finally it was because exactly what you said, there were volcanoes that erupted hundreds of miles away, and it filled up the air with certain material which caused the airplanes to malfunction. So you're saying when there's an earthquake, when a volcano erupts, and Ramayevsky is correct, it has major consequences on the Shemayim, because the material that is expelled from these volcanoes is toxic. It's not just, okay, there's an earthquake and everything just disappears. it's in the air, and it travels for hundreds of miles, and anything in its vicinity.
Mount St. Helens lasted in the air for 20 years.
Exactly.
And it erupted here, and it wasn't that great, relatively speaking. But all the debris, the clouds, made it change the weather for 20 years almost.
Exactly. So therefore, there's also an element when there's an earthquake, it's the hirashti, the shamayim as well. When the previous pasuk says, "Vani marish es hashamayim v'es haaretz v'es hayom v'es echarava," when there's an earthquake, when there's a natural calamity, it affects all elements of this world. The shamayim, the aretz, the yam, and the harava, all parts of the world. I'm sorry, I'm putting my back to you. Actually, okay. More polite. It has an effect on the entire world. Now, Pasuk Zayin is not referring now to a natural, according to the Radak, is not referring now to a natural disaster. It's referring to an awakening of mankind. When mankind realizes that the world is changing around them, something is wrong, they are awakened to do some teshuvah. Pasuk Zayin in the Radak v'Hirashti, etein belibam, I will put in their hearts, sheyecherdu mimikoimam lavo lirois kivoid ze habayis lohavi biyadam kesef izahav. When this event happens, when there's an earthquake and the world is shaken up, I will inspire them to bring gifts. Uvahu chemdas kol hagoyim perush kol hagoyim shearish mimikoimam yavo bechemdas kol hagoyim kiloimar yaviu biyadam kol divrei chamudos sheyimtzu biartzam. Okay, this is exactly what it says in the Metzudas David. The chemda does not refer to the people. It refers to possessions. They will bring the best materials, the best objects that they have as a gift to Hashem. Nikli chesef, zav, ugadim, vavonim, yukarois. The chemdas choser beis, over here, it's missing over here. The choser beis Hashem, bichem, over here, the pasuk should say uvahu. The pasuk should accurately say uvahu the Chem das kol hagoyim. The Radak is challenging himself. If it is correct that the word chemda does not refer to the people, but chemda refers to their possessions, then it would be correct for there to be a prefix of be chemdas. Why then is the vase missing? The kemo umare v'loy v'chidois. Okay, just giving another example that Moshe saw Hashem not through riddles, not through abstractions, but I saw Hashem directly. Hanimsa base, hanimsa. Umare v'loy, the chendas chas the base Hashemish kmo. I'm sorry. The right is it says umare, not uvimare. I'm sorry. The word the right that the Radak is bringing is that when it says the word mare, then Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hashem directly. It should say uvimare, but the base is missing. Another example, hanimsa base Hashem. It should really say hanimsa be. Veis Hashem, v'hadayim lohem. Okay, so the beis, the absence of the letter beis, is not a question because there's a precedent that you can leave out the beis. The interpretation here: do not be misled to believe that the best of the goyim will come to Eretz Yisrael. That's not what we're describing. We are describing that the goyim will come and bring in their hands the best that the world has to offer. The best materials, the best gifts, their best resource that they have, and present them as a gift to Klal Yisrael. So let's review what we have over here, Sach HaKol, in the parish of the Radak. The Radak over here is telling us, as Vakalim pointed out, Ki Choyamar Hashem Tzavokos Oid Achas Ma'ati, that right now, I'm going to do something for you which is Ma'at. What do I mean Ma'at? Right now, when you are building this Bayis Sheni, this now during the time of Chagai, when I'm giving you permission, I am inspiring you to return and to rebuild the Bayis Sheni. It's me'at relative to what is coming later in Jewish history. What do we mean? Because now when you're building the Beis HaMikdash, they're trying to stop you. You have enemies. The world does not appreciate who you are. They do not appreciate what you're trying to do. They're trying their hardest to prevent you from succeeding. And therefore, the fact that I give you permission to rebuild and I inspire you and I grant you success to rebuild, this is just a small little this is small relative to the days that will come in the future when the world will appreciate who you are and will bring you lavish gifts. What's going to happen? So he explains to us, according to the Radak, what appears to be his preferred interpretation, let's go 300 years down the line. In 300 years down the line, there's going to be an earthquake. Va'ani marish, I'm going to bring upon the world an earthquake. Es ha-shamayim v'es ha-aretz, as Rabbi Mayevsky told us that in Josephus, it says that indeed this happened. This is historically correct. This prediction was came true. I'm going to cause to quake the shamayim, the aretz, the yom, the es hecharava, and the dry land. The entire world was affected by a natural disaster at this time. And it shook up the world. No different than today. Today, the world has been shaken up with corona. There's not one part of the world that's not affected with corona. Even World War II, people will tell you that not every part of the world was affected by World War II. There were pockets of people, of humanity, that were oblivious to what was taking place in World War II. Not everyone was affected. Corona, the whole world. There's not a corner in the world where someone's not wearing a mask. There's not one place in the whole world where someone where this has not spread and has not affected humanity. So at the time of the Bayis Sheni, towards the end, there was an earthquake. There was a natural disaster which affected the entire civilized world, and it caused them to do introspection, to do teshuva, to wake up, and somehow it led to this to recognize that indeed the Beis Hamikdash, the Klal Yisrael, they are supreme. They have it right. There was an appreciation. It was manifested in the fact that Churdis, he rebuilt the Beis Hamikdash with glory, and the Pasuk says they came and they birashti. I'm going to cause all the nations at this time when there's a shake-up in the world, es kol hagoyim uvohu chemdas kol hagoyim, and they will come with their most precious possessions and present them as a gift to Klal Yisrael to assist in the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, umileisi es habayis hazeh kavod, with honor, Omar Hashem Tzivokais. So this is how the Mitzud, the Radak, carries through his Pshat, Bimei Churdis. Rashi says almost the same exact thing with one difference. When it says here, Oid Achas Me'at, does not mean that the favor that I'm doing you now by letting you rebuild the Beis HaMikdash is Me'at relative to the time when the world will appreciate you, because now you have enemies, you have tzadim, which are trying to prevent you. The Rashi learns that in order to get to that time of Churdis, you still got to go through one hurdle. And that hurdle is going to be the Golos of Yavon. Right now, you're under the Persians. And right now, you basically survived. The miracle of Purim is a celebration of surviving the Malchus of Paras Umodai. We celebrate the survival of Paras Umodai with the miracle of Purim. But you got one more miracle you need to get to Chanukah first. Before you're going to get to the time of Churdis, where you're going to be living high and the world will appreciate you, you first have to get through the Chanukah miracle, the Tzara of Churdis. Now, it's very interesting is that we don't, even according to the Mitzudas David, even according to this parish of the Radak that we're referring to Churdis, you don't get that sense. I don't know. I just guess I don't know history. You don't get that sense that during the time when Churdis, he rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash and it was magnificent, Gadol Yekavod HaBayis HaAch Yesem and Arishon, that the world at large was so enamored with Klal Yisrael that they sent them lavish gifts. You don't get that impression. You do learn that Churdis, he spent billions and trillions of dollars to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash with gold and silver and who knows what, but the Roman government responded, Churdis, don't you dare rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and if you already did, without our permission, you're an Avda Bisha, you're a bad slave, you're a good for nothing. You think you're going to outsmart us? You're going to go and send a letter asking permission, and behind our backs you're going to do whatever you want to do? We know what you're up to. We know your number. We'll come and get you. From the response that it says in the Gemara, it appears that the world was not so enamored with Klal Yisrael. So what does this mean over here? What exactly, there's something over here that just doesn't seem right. And according to the Radak's first interpretation, that this time of glory and presence is not referring to Hurdis. It's referring to the time immediately following the Hanukkah miracle. Also, we're not familiar to have on record in world history that there was such love for Klal Yisrael where people sent lavish gifts. We don't find that. So something over here is very unsettling. The only thing which really fits, I mean, at least from our perspective, is the parish of the Metzudas David that we're referring here to Acharis Hayamim. That now you're going to build.
That's what the Abba Benel says. Olam right. Atas Ma'ati is the second base on Bigger.
Second, period. Exactly. That's exactly what the Metzudas David says.
Right.
The Metzudas David learns that over here we're dealing over here with Oidi and Ma'at. You're going to have another bias. The bias Sheni is going to be Ma'at. It's not going to last forever. And afterwards he learns the pasuk in a very negative way. It says, when it says here that v'hirashti v'ani marish es hashamayim v'yesaretz, it's not referring to a earthquake. It's referring to the churban. Marish es hashamayim v'yesaretz v'yesayim v'yesecharava. It means that the Romans are going to use all of their resources available to bring forth mercenaries to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But then, the acharis hayamim, I'm going to bring them all back to the Melchemes Goyg u'Magog. I'm going to destroy them. And then they're going to bring a Shaila Moira. You're going to bring a gift to the Moira. Then they're going to bring all of the gifts B'yachris Hayamim. So Sach HaKol, so far, we have three Mahalchim in the Pasuk. Three different Mahalchim. Are we describing the era of Yemos HaMashiach? Are we describing the era of the Chashmonoim? Are we describing the era of Hordis? What does it mean, oid ma'at, achas ma'at, three perushim? It means either the bayis sheni, which will endure for 420 years, which is ma'at in Hashem's eyes, ki elef shanim b'einecha ki yoy mesmo. Or does oid ma'at, he referred to, you gotta first get through one more golos, the golos of Yavon, and then you'll have some glory in the time of either Hordis or the Chashmonoim. Or does Oid Achas Ma'at mean that this that I'm doing for you now is minor? Because now when you're being blessed, against the backdrop of people that are rooting for your failure. Whereas the day will come when people will be rooting for your success. It's a very big difference when you play the World Series in your hometown. You have you have fans behind you cheering you on. There's a very big difference. Right now, you're going to win the World Series when you're in enemy territory, when you're a visiting team and the crowd is cheering against you. It's not fun to win the World Series when you're not in your hometown with all the fans cheering. But the day will come when you will win the World Series in your hometown, in your own stadium, and all the fans will be rooting for your success. Three different mahalchim, what it means, oid achas me'at. Now, by the way, you know, yesterday we learned, same people here, different, not everyone, most people, except for Laser. We learned yesterday in the Halalukas. We have a shir once a week in the evening, Thursday evening, on Sidur. And yet we're up to the five Halalukas. And the first Halaluka is a pasuk which really fascinating. I just wanted to tie this in. We have a Sidur here somewhere. A Sidur. Yesterday in the Siddur, in the first Halaluka, we discussed the pasuk of Halaluka, Halali Nafshi Es Hashem. May my neshama praise Hashem. That's part one. Part two, Ahalala Hashem B'chayoy. I will praise Hashem with my life. Part three. Azamra, I will sing La Hashem B-O-D. What does that mean in English? I don't know. In our school, it probably translated as while I exist. While I'm still around. I'm still around. Three different expressions. Nafshi, Bechayoi, and Be'odi. It's a little weird, the word Be'odi. And we discussed yesterday a whole pshat what it means Be'odi, but it's interesting over here when you look over here at this pasuk. This pasuk, it says, Ki koyama Hashem tzivakos, oid achas ma'at, oid. Oid. There's one more to go. Oid achas ma'at. We just came away with three different perushim, what it means, oid. Does it mean, oid, that what I'm doing for you now, oid, it's still, achas ma'at, it's minor, relative to the ma'at, or you have to wait. You have to wait to get through Yavan until you get to the big excitement, until the Mosa Mashiach, or it refers to while there's going to be the Bayesheni. What do we say? The three perushim. One is the Bayesheni. One is Golus Yavan. Or number three is that the kindness that I'm doing for you now is minor relative to what's coming later on. What is the common denominator of all three perushim? There's a lot more to come. There's more coming. Stick it out. Just sit back and relax. There's more to come. You just have to get through this. Get through the moment. And after you get through the moment, then big things are going to come. Get through the Bayis Sheni, or I'm doing you a chesed which is minor, wait until you see the big chesed, or you have to get through the tzara of Yavan. So when you take that idea that Od means wait, just wait. And you read this mizmar, you praise Hashem, your neshama praises Hashem, you praise Hashem b'chayoy, azamra l'lokai b'odi. What does it mean? We had a whole different shot. But it means, being that the common denominator of the word od in this pasuk with the three peirushim that we learned so far, there's more to come, it means wait. There's more to come. Be patient. In this mizmar, we're saying, I praise you, Hashem, while I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Right now, I'm patient. I recognize there's a future. Great things are yet to come. Big events are yet to come in our personal life, in the community, for the world. We're not there yet. But that doesn't mean that while we are waiting, we're out to lunch. While we're waiting for the big things to happen, we can just wake me up. I'm going to sleep now. And when Mashiach comes, wake me up. I'll come to Shul and Davin. No. Azamra Lelokai, I praise you, Hashem, B-O-D. While we are in this intermediate state of waiting for the big event to happen, it's not a time to slack off and just say, I only want to be present during the exciting times. You gotta be with the program and sing to Hashem even during the Zman of Od, while you're waiting for those big things to happen. Because that's the common denominator.
There's a difference between Bechayai and Be'odi. Bechayai, I'm alive. Be'odi, as long as I will be capable to do that.
Okay, right, there are many perushim.
I can, as a man, lie, but maybe I will not be able to. My mouth will not be able to do that.
And there are many perushim. I'm just pointing out that in light of what we learned today, three perushim for this expression. And the common denominator of the three ideas is, wait, there are much bigger things that are going to come. But right now, you have to go through the steps. When you're going through the steps, it's very common to be frustrated. I don't want to go. When the big event happens, wake me up. I'll show up. But not now. No. Azamara lelokai beodi, while I'm in the matziv of od achas me'at. While we're waiting, while we're going through the steps that are necessary to reach the goal, even during this time, whether it's a difficult time, like Rashi says, or whether it's a relatively speaking good time, like what the Mitzudos says, or whether it's somewhere in between, like what the Radak says, during this intermediary state, the step in this part of the process, you also have to sing to Hashem. Right, we're going to take a short break and then we'll learn something on the parasha.